We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Can you explain why the White House is calling the Taliban businesslike and professional?
The Taliban was cooperative in facilitating the departure of these American citizens.
The White House cracking down on unvaccinated Americans while praising terrorists just days ahead of the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
That says it all?
Yeah.
The world reeling from this. And honestly, really, I've always read foreign publications, but I'm getting to where I go to the foreign ones first in the morning now to see how whatever outrage the Biden administration has perpetrated on the world is being reacted to. India reeling from this these statements. This is the news in India today. Headlines, just one of them, Hindustan Times. Taliban was businesslike and professional in new evacuations, says the White House. They wrote this. They wrote this. This is not a misspeak or like, oh, you're taking our words out of context. No. Quote, this is what National Security Council spokesperson Emily Horn wrote on behalf of the Biden administration. The Taliban have been cooperative in facilitating the departure of American citizens and lawful permanent residents on charter flights from HKIA. The Taliban are businesslike, professional, and cooperative. Okay, let me tell you why they're reeling from this in India. And all over the world. UK Daily Mail outraged too. Because the Taliban have been very clear what their next plan is. This is why you see in China in the mix. The Afghan Taliban and the Pakistani Taliban. The Pakistani Taliban are jihadist fighters, but they are also the military of Pakistan, which has long hoped to overthrow the moderate leaders of Pakistan and take the nukes. And the Taliban's been clear for 20 years. That's their biggest priority. They want to take the nukes of Pakistan. So what is happening right now is that the Pakistan Taliban and the Afghan Taliban, which merged in Afghanistan in July, that's why you saw the Afghan forces flee. They are headed to Kashmir. They intend to declare war and take parts of India. So when our ostensible allies, India, they're freaking out this morning because to them, when the White House is praising the Taliban, after the Taliban has announced their intention to invade, brutalize, and take Indian territory, they're reeling in India this morning. And people don't understand how bad this looks. What a betrayal. This isn't just betrayal of Americans. Our worldview is so myopic, it stops at our borders. The world is reeling. This is practically, given this is in the same week that the Taliban made that announcement, that I know nobody told you about because the media likes to keep you dumb. The Taliban declared war on parts of India and announced their intention to take it. Chinese officials landed on our bases to greet the Taliban. China and India have long been in a warlike stance, I guess is the best way to put it, Lee.
Right.
And we throw in with the Taliban. This is Times of India. You should see the editorials. Just completely confused. They've never seen anything like this. Here's France 24. U.S. Taliban businesslike and professional, America says. Goes on and on and on all over the world as the world reels from this. As they try to figure out who whose side we're on.
I just have a question. If, in fact, the Taliban is cooperating with some of the requests from the Biden administration, how much are we paying them?
They probably got the pallets of cash
The Iranian nuke deal, pallets of cash, yeah. And, of course, they're probably doing it in Chinese yuan.
Yeah, I guarantee
it's worth more.
You know, you look at the pattern here. The Obama administration has systematically I'm starting Obama. I'll get to it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The prequel. The Obama administration, and we dealt with this on the Battleground podcast, has systematically, step by step, built a Taliban superstate, starting with the deliberate release of the Gitmo 4. Because you had military commanders begging them not to trade Bergdahl. Because Bergdahl was a traitor. He renounced America in a letter to his father before he left the post. Taliban didn't make him do that. And then he left. And he converted. They didn't want him back. He's a traitor. He should have either been left to rot with his friends or promptly tried in the military tribunal with the most extreme sentence possible. Defecting to the enemy? Really? But we traded the Taliban leaders. Why? We wanted, because they needed them to run the country, and Obama had no other way to do it. What has Obama done? Pallets of cash, building another caliphate, building up the regime, building up Iran. This is a pattern. It's not an oopsie. Oopsie, there goes $62 billion worth of equipment. Aw, shucks. Oopsie, we left the 5,000 prisoners behind on Bagram Air Force Base, including internationally wanted Taliban, ISIS, and Al-Qaeda fighters. Oopsie. Jake Sullivan's out there. God, we got to get him the aid, man. We got to get the aid. We got to give it to the Taliban because they'll give it to the people. The people need the aid. At some point, y'all, go back to the Obama administration and look at the steps. They have built this Taliban army and government all the way back to Bergdahl in one deliberate step after another. I would go a step further, as I have on the Battleground podcast. They are they are dangling these Americans in front of them, hoping for a hostage situation. Again and again and again. These flights have been blocked since before August 31st. They got cold busted at it this weekend while claiming, oh, we were getting people out and sending each other emails on blocking the flights, blocking them from taking off the rescue flights in surrounding countries and from landing and from taking off again. Not the Taliban. Why would you strand Americans there deliberately? Why would you give the Taliban lists of their names and their addresses? They don't need their addresses. These people aren't going back home unless you don't plan to let them out of the country. Because you want a hostage situation. You want it so bad. You want to redo Bergdahl. Because last time you had one, you had cover to let the Taliban leadership out of Gitmo, and they're about to be installed tomorrow in an international mockery of our country. They know how hostage situations work. They get to give terrorists things they wouldn't normally. And they've got $9 billion in aid sitting there that was slated for the Afghan government that collapsed. And they got to figure out a way to get around our laws and get them the money, because all of that equipment, Lee, that they've so painstakingly built this army, first Obama and then Biden, all of that equipment is useless if you can't feed your troops. It will rot in the desert. And the army will fracture. They're afraid of that. They got to keep it together. They are frantic to get them the cash. And this, Lee, think about this. The Taliban announced they're going to attack Kashmir. They intend to take it. And we call them professional and businesslike. Serious question this morning. I just like to know where we are on the map. Is India still an ally of ours or not? Because they don't know this morning. They're confused. Someone explain. And the only people who are the enemy this morning are the unvaccinated. I think Greg Gutfeld, and everybody ripped him off, but I think Greg Gutfeld absolutely nailed this better than anybody yesterday when he said this.
Great unifier is saying that all those are vaxxed are mad at those that aren't. So this is not true. It's all there to just gin up more animosity and cause division. Basically, he said the unvaxxed are the new terrorists. That's what he did. Like, he showed more anger towards that 80 million, but he showed more anger towards them than the orderly and kind Taliban, right? The very business, like, he also lied. He lied so much. And he was basically.
Yeah. I've never seen him get this worked up over the Taliban of Yuli.
No.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? Conservative Trios is a great take on this yesterday. And they said for the left, and I believe this, that the Biden threat presidency is a throwaway presidency and Biden is disposable. And so they've got, they have no plans to run him. They can't, I mean, he's at 39% approval, and that's before the speech, right? In a YouGov poll, a liberal-leaning pollster, right? This guy is not, they're not going to run him, assuming he's even alive or not incapacitated by the next election. So they got a guy they can cast all the worst things on and use, an avatar, really, who will be thrown away. So they're just going for broke. I mean, you give a speech like that. Think about this. You give a speech like that yesterday, declaring war on basically half the country. And you're at 39% approval when you start talking?
Not looking good.
No, but that's because the word conservative treehouse used was disposable. This is a disposable individual. Biden is an avatar. That's my words. Biden is an avatar, and he is disposable, and they're going to go for broke and try to get America under an Australia-like regime. They want that more than they want anything. They want that more than they want to win the presidency back. They can get it going. We'll never get it off us.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, I know you want to blow off some steam this morning after that speech yesterday. What'd you think? Sent a chill right down my spine. Knew it was coming, though. Been telling you that for weeks on the Battleground podcast. I knew it was coming. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Markets talk line. This is your chance to blow off some steam. Folks, I cannot tell you how many. I mean, my inbox is so loaded, and I can't get to them all, although I do try to respond to many people who are just facing agonizing choices in this, in the upstate. People in management who don't want to take the shot. People who have, you know, single moms. Dads who are the only source of income, and they are in agony trying to figure out what to do right here this morning. And they're scared to death. And they're asking me what to do, and I don't even know how to answer those emails. I just commiserate. That's all I can do. It would shock you who feels this way. I counted it to break. I am, because I had lost track of how many unvaccinated doctors are in my inbox. 23, right here in the upstate. They're frantic. They are frantic. And that was before the email went out. I got this one yesterday from a local pediatrician. He was horrified by the letter he got. So you thought your relationship was between you and your doc, but you're wrong about that. It's between you and your doc and Joe Biden. It'd be like he's sitting right there when you go to the doctor, because your doctor can't tell you what he thinks anymore. This pediatrician was horrified to get this letter. It came from the American Board of Pediatrics, the American Board of Family Medicine, and the American Board of Internal Medicine. The licensing agencies. This local pediatrician, who thinks it's a very bad idea for kids to get vaccines. By the way, that's settled science in the UK. They're recommending against vaccination for kids. They think their risk is so low of the COVID and the risk of shot problems is so high, they're not vaccinating their kids there. Okay, so that's settled science there. What if you wanted to tell your patient that, hey, you know what? Over here in the UK, they're saying don't vaccinate your kids, it's not safe. You could lose your medical license. Mm-hmm. That's the letter they all got yesterday. You want to hear what it says? Spreading misinformation. His doctor was outraged. He got it arrived. Spreading misinformation or falsehoods to the public during a time of public health emergency goes against everything our boards and our community of board-certified physicians stand for. They called such behavior unethical, unprofessional, and dangerous, and warned you could lose your medical license if you don't parrot the line. Spreading misinformation or falsehoods to the public during a time of public health emergency goes against everything our boards and our community of board-certified physicians stands for. Yeah. So this particular physician wrote them a letter. Because, see, the problem, and he nails this because he listens to the show, the problem is that the people in the know like Fauci and NIH and NIAID and CDC, they not only lie, they contradict themselves from month to month in a 180-style fashion. And then when they lie and they tell you, no, it's 100% effective, 97% effective, and then we get their internal communications because the Washington Post gets them when they're leaked, and they say, no, the vaccine is not effective at stopping the spread. It is effective to some degree. It gives you some protection against hospitalization and death, most certainly, but it doesn't stop the spread. CDC knows it, and they're writing that in their internal documents. And we have to find out when they leak to the Washington Post. They lie and lie and lie and lie. Wolf Blitzer busted him on it. CNN. So this is what this physician wrote, because, well, okay, I could lose my medical license for misinformation on the shot. He wants to know, what is that? Here's a letter he sent back. He's a local pediatrician. There is a very diverse field of thoughts, facts, and opinions about COVID-19. Could you please provide a list of things we are now prohibited from saying, either publicly or privately? And would you be so kind to send us an updated list every month of what the current talking points are, since the knowledge of this virus and current practices change from week to week? And they do. Folks, 2 months ago, you lose your Facebook account or go to Facebook jail for suggesting the vaccine's not effective against Delta. You couldn't say that. They told you, oh yeah, this vaccine covers Delta. It's totally effective. It's not? No. How do we find out again? Oh, their internal documents said the opposite, and they leaked to the Washington Post, and then were forced to admit the truth because they lied. How would a doctor know what to say when the people advising them at the CDC lie and lie and lie and then get busted and get to go on TV and lie again? I don't know what the talking points are. And you know what? That's the point of this letter. Best not say anything to your patients about the shot. Because it could change. It could change in a week. It could change in 2 weeks. It could change in a month. CDC could be busted lying again and do a 180 on it. Folks, not me. Don't take it up with me. You don't like what I'm saying? Take it up with the Washington Post. They're the ones who broke the story. Forcing the CDC to walk back their claims that the vaccine was effective against Delta, when their own internal documents said the opposite. This pediatrician ended his letter with this. I would not want to step out of line with what you deem to be misinformation. He writes, I highly doubt I will get a response. Thanks for all you do. I love a show. So that's the climate of fear. So when you walk into your doctor's office, understand, it looks like you and your doctor, but it's not. It's you, your doctor, Joe Biden, and Anthony Fauci sitting there. And your doctor's hands are tied. No matter what he or she thinks, their hands are tied.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
If they'll not help, if these governors won't help us beat the pandemic, I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way.
Get them out of the way? Is that how that works? I don't remember it working that way.
Many of us are frustrated with the nearly 80 million Americans who are still not vaccinated, even though the vaccine is safe, effective, and free. You might be confused about what is true and what is false about COVID-19.
Know what's missing here? If you watch that speech, it was the most jarring political speech I've ever heard. You know what's missing here? Any kind of human compassion. There was not a single line of, listen, I just care about y'all, and I want you to be healthy and safe. You're unvaccinated. I don't really want you to, from the bottom of my heart, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't care. Look, he wouldn't mean it, but there was none of that. It was a declaration of war. Meant to divert from his other problems, yes, but it's something much bigger. And I'm going to lay out what that is as we go today. But first, I'm going to jump on the line with Kevin in Greenville. Hey, Kevin, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Karen. Thanks for taking my call. I think we've reached the tipping point. I really have, and I go back to something I've heard you say several times, and I think that tipping point is leads to nullification. And I think if about two dozen or so red states just say, you know what, go to hell, we're not listening to you, and you can't make it. And I don't think there's anything they can really do. I think it's just going to further embarrass them and show how impotent he really is.
Unless they succeed, Kevin.
Yeah, but you know what? Then that's on us. I mean, we're going to have to, you know, people that think right in this country, we're going to have to accept. We're going to have to accept the fact that, you know what? Maybe we're going to have to risk our treasure, our reputations, and like our forefathers, maybe our lives to fight for freedom. I mean, it's on us. It's on us to just say we're not. You know, we're not going to listen to you. We think what you're doing is unconstitutional. You sound like a dictator, and we're not playing anymore.
Amen to that, Kevin. And here's the thing, and I appreciate your phone call. That anger that you have right now, you know where you need to direct that? Because you know whose problem this is right now? This is Henry McMaster's problem. It's our state legislature's problem. They need to look to Ron DeSantis. In Florida, $5,000 fine. You ask somebody their vaccine status, every instance is a $5,000 fine. We could play this game. That's how you fight. And so when you're talking about nullification, you know how you fight? When the court says no, you ignore them. Why? Why not? Biden does it all the time. It's what the left does. That's what our founders meant for us to do. This is where we are. Texter writes, I hope like hell our governor keeps a backbone. Another texter writes, and this is so true, if Biden could demand a vaccine, then he can demand that expecting mothers have an abortion. No such thing as my body, my choice. Brian from Pelzer. Brian has nailed it. Folks, the vaccine's just the thing they're using, okay? There's always going to be a test case. If they can make you do something like this, then they have total control. And what we've just done here, I don't know if you caught the transition here. We just went from 2 weeks to stop the spread to 3 jabs to work, and we are well on our way to 4 jabs to eat. Well on our way. And let me explain briefly to you what happened yesterday. Everybody's missing this. I'm waiting for somebody to get it and understand it. If you're a Battleground podcast listener, you caught what happened yesterday. You know what this is. Yeah, it's what it looks like. Mandatory vaccines at the price of your job, your home, your dreams, and your ability to support your kids. It's all those things. It's conditioning membership in society on membership in the party. It's classic, classic Soviet-style manipulation tactics, right out of the book. But it's something else, too. Something else, too. It's brilliant what they did yesterday. I told you the vaccine passport regime was coming. I told you, do not think it's not a big deal if you're vaxxed. These are walking papers. These are traveling papers. This is requesting the government's permission to go where you want, work where you want, shop where you want, do what you want. And as they learned in Europe, being vaccinated doesn't stop the totalitarianism. In fact, many of the hundreds of thousands in the streets are vaccinated and they're marching because they woke up in hell. Let me tell you what he proposed yesterday. What he proposed yesterday was the French style system. You didn't hear him mention France, where they have vaccine passports as a condition of participating in French life now. You think, wait, is it a French system? Yeah, it is. How do you know? It's the exact same thing. Massive fines per instance. Really, so it's a $14,000 fine for each employee who either doesn't get the test every week or isn't vaccinated. That's straight out of France. Straight out of the UK. That's how it works there now. Do you know when it kicked in the UK? September. They're right on track. It'll bankrupt your company if you don't force vax your people or force them to get tested every week. They're just backing into the French system. Instead of mandating the passports first, they're mandating the fines first. But this is exactly the French system. You know their passports track you, right? So if somebody tests positive for COVID, they have to put it into the phone. That phone contact traces you. It knows everywhere you've been. It knows that last Tuesday from 6:30 to 7:42, you sat less than 6 feet from Teresa at restaurant X, and they know everyone who sat around you. That is an ungodly amount of power, and that is the goal. So how do you do it? Well, they're doing it backwards. Instead of the government mandating the passport, the government's mandating the fine. Facts. They're up to their fourth shot in Israel because the first three didn't work. Fourth shot. And they just announced that the vaccine passport system that has created a second class of unvaccinated will now automatically expire every 6 months unless you get the next booster. You know the one. They never ran a vaccine trial on because there's no time. So we'll find out how it works and if it has any side effects as we administer it. That system. Conditioning your membership in society on the status of your vaccine passport. Hold on. So to mandate these fines, because we're going to have to keep up with all the shots. We're into three. The Pfizer board member last week, former head of the FDA, went on CNN and said, oh, we're going to need four because third is going to fail. Just like in Israel. They know that because the Pfizer shot failed to stop the spread in Israel. They've got more cases right now than they have ever had, and they are the most vaccinated country on earth. Gotta have the vaccine passport to keep up. We could never keep up with all these shots otherwise. They're backing you into it. And they're not going to mandate it. They're not going to mandate the passport. It's free, though. It's free. Microsoft's been developing it since January. I've been warning about this on the podcast. So what are they going to do? Well, look, we've got this great service where you could just download it. Oh, yeah. No, it'll keep track of everything. As the business, you don't even have to worry. And then before you know it, what are they going to do next? I'm telling you how this is going to go, folks. You're going to have deja vu when it does. I already know. Well, if I have to have a vaccine at work, that doesn't make any sense that I can go to a bar, or a sporting event, or even my child's own game and not be vaxxed. Why, that makes no sense. Bam, you'll need a vaccine passport. And they got you. They got you. And then they could do what they do in Australia. You can't travel outside a 5 kilometer radius of your home. You want to move to a new home and sell your current one? You need government permission. They know where all the COVID cases are. They know how close you step to another person. They know everything about you. They know everywhere that you went. And don't send me a text saying, well, they already know that. They got my phone. No, they don't have a legal right to know it. You download that passport. You give that to them. And then we're there. So they're backing into the system. They know America won't go for the passports first, so they're starting with the funds. This is the French system. You want to know how it works? It's the UK system. It's a French system. Go look it up. Hundreds of thousands of people in the street. Texter writes, I can remember when private companies could do what they want because they're private, like ban a person from using their platform, but now they must comply or else, but they're private. Texter writes, once they get unlimited, I'm just reading the text line, a lot of stuff on it. Once they get unlimited access to our bloodstream, they can implement their population control plan. Folks, understand, this is not about, oh, just get the shot, come on. No, it's get all the shots. All of them. Like how many shots are we talking? Well, former FDA director was on CNN the other day. Dr. Scott Gottlieb, he's on the Pfizer board, and he was breaking the kind of bad news. Yeah, the part about three shots, yeah, it's going to be four. At least four shots. Yeah, the initial two plus the third booster, which they're already saying will wane in effectiveness. So they're up to four. How we know this is going to be up to four? Because Israel's on the fourth Pfizer shot right now. They have the same shot we do, the BioNTech. Four shot. So if you're out there this morning, think, well, I just, you know, knuckle under. No, you go knuckle under every 6 months. And every one of these will not have a trial beforehand. Because they don't have time. I mean, the typical vaccine trial before this, FDA approved, the shortest ever done was four years. Not 4 months, 4 years. Typical vaccine trial before we know they're safe, usually 7 to 15 years. You will take a booster every 6 months as a condition of remaining in our society and keeping your job. This does not stop with two. You will not make them happy. Don't take my word for it. Scott Gottlieb explained it. I played you the audio. He literally went on the air on CNN and said, as his sales pitch, that the shot was failing, that it had declining efficacy, and that was why you needed a third. And then he slipped the part about the fourth in there. The fourth? Yep. But then Fauci told us that every 5 to 6 months. So understand, you think, well, all right, I'll get the two shots. I haven't done it. No. You're contemplating shots for the rest of your life as a condition of employment with no vaccine trials beforehand. And you know the only people here who don't have to compromise? You know who that is? Vaccine companies. Do you know what was missing yesterday? I'm waiting for someone else to know this too, because notice this too. I was waiting for this the whole speech. I was waiting for it before the speech. I knew it wouldn't happen. If it's safe and effective, prove it to us. Remove the legal liability shield from Moderna and Pfizer. You know they have a total shield, 100% immunity, right? You have a reaction to that shot? You're one of the 6,000 that have died, according to VAERS. The CDC's website, it's not a conspiracy site. It was founded by Congress, funded by Congress. It's on the CDC website. You're one of the 6,000 reported to have died from the shot? Well, your parent, your family will pay. They'll pay for your medical care. If you're wounded by the shot, they'll pay for your medical care. Not a dime from those companies. So I think we should ask Joe why he's down with Big Pharma. Why does he trust them? If it's free, I mean, if it's safe, like they say, they don't need the legal shield, do they? They offering to remove it? No. How about for the boosters? Ha! No. So you're on your own? You get hurt? You have an adverse reaction? Thousands have been reported. Yep, you're on your own. Your dollar, you're done. Well, why don't they have to have some skin in the game? Because they got some skin in Washington. They got some skin in Washington. So you got to hope that every one of those 6,000 American deaths in VAERS and 12,000 deaths from our shots around the world that we know of so far, when they're investigated, and they will be, all VAERS cases are, eventually, it just takes years, that they turn out to be coincidences. And they may, some of them will. That always happens. Some of them will be legit. You got to hope that, because They have complete liability protection from you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.